Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Dishoin Mizbeach Apnimi Vamanara. The ashes of the inner Mizbeach and the ashes of the Menorah. Dalach has Leinenen Vleimoyle. There is, you can't have enough from them initially. However, if inadvertently you did have enough from them, the halachas immediately do not apply because you've already done the avoda with them. This is in contrast to the ashes of the Mizbeach Achitzoin, the Mizbeach, the outside. There, as we had learned previously, even after the ashes are burnt on top of the Mizbeach, you still have to take them to the makam of the ashes, and therefore, since you have to take them to the makam of the ashes, there's still an avoda to be done, and therefore they still remain subject to the laws of Me'ilah, even though they are just ashes on top of the Mizbeach. However, the inside Mizbeach and the Menorah, once the ashes are already burnt, halachas Me'ilah do not apply to those any longer. However, Magdish Dishon Bakhtchila, now let's say he took those ashes and he re-consecrated them, says, look, I want to give these ashes over to the Bedek HaBayis, the value of them, then now they become property of Hagdish and Mailamba, and now, of course, you can be subject to laws of Me'ilah with regard to those ashes. Now, Tayyim Shlegi Yizman, what if you had a dove that did not yet reach the age that it's roy to be brought as a carbon, but you were Magdish it? Or, B'nayayin Yishav Azman, or let's say you had a pigeon that already had passed its age, so it's past the age where you can bring it as a carbon. So lach has leinenin v'loy moilin. Again, you can't have an offer from them initially, but if you did have an offer, the emila doesn't apply because the birds in their state right now are not roy to be brought as a carbon on the mizbeach. Her shimonayman no tyrant shlegi is manon. If it was a dove that did not reach its age yet, that it could be brought as a carbon moilin. The emila does apply because even though it cannot be brought now, it can be brought in the future. Since it can't be brought in the future once it gets older, Me'ilah does apply. However, b'nayayna sh'avar zmanah, but if it's a b'nayayna, if it's a young pigeon that already passed its time, then nalay nanav lay ma'ilin, because then it can never go back to a state where it could be brought. It already passed its time. It's past the age where it could be brought, so there even Reb Shimon agrees that Me'ilah does not apply in that case. Parag Gimel, Mishnah Hay. Chalav ha-mugdashim. What about milk of Hegdish? So let's say you have a cow, for example, and it's a hegdish for a carbon, and now milk is drawn from the cow. What happens to that? Or beitzei tyrant, or let's say you have a bird that's roy that's going to on the mizbeach, it's hegdish, and now it lays eggs. What do you do with those eggs? So the halacha is leinenim. Again, you cannot initially have nar from them. However, leimailin, me'ilah does not apply if you inadvertently did have Hana, you did inadvertently misappropriate the milk or the eggs. And the reason is because milk and eggs are not roy to go on the Mizbeach. So since it's not roy to go on the Mizbeach, in that current state, there is no Me'ilah. However, the Mishnah clarifies, Med, Dvar, Memorim, what are we talking about? Bekotchim Mizbeach. This means if you took an animal and you said, I want to give this animal, the Kedusha's Guf, as a carbon, so since milk and eggs are not roy as a carbon, so therefore the milk and eggs that are produced from that animal are not subject to laws of Me'ilah because the milk and eggs themselves are not roy as a carbon. And you designated this, you consecrated this animal as a carbon. Ava b'kotchi b'edek habayis. But if you said, I want to give the value of this animal as b'edek habayis, so then in that case, since now you're giving the value not as a carbon, but you're giving the value to donate to the Beis HaMikdash, so now you include anything, including the milk and including the eggs. So then Higdish, for example, the Gemara gives an example, Higdish Tarna Goylis, let's say you're a Magdish of chicken. Now, of course, a chicken, as we know, cannot be brought as a carbon. But you say, I want to give the value of this chicken to go to the Bedek HaBayis. So then Moylem Ba, Uba Beitzei Sa, and you could be having Mila on both the chicken itself and any eggs that it lays, because they all now belong to the property. They're all now within the sphere of belonging to Higdish. Or chamar, if let's say someone want to give the value of this chamar to the Bedek HaBayis, you're allowed to do so. Obviously, you can't bring a chamar itself on the Mizbeach, but you want to give the value of it to the Bedek HaBayis. In that case, Moilam Ba, you will have Mila on the donkey itself, Uba Chalava, or its milk. Clearly, we're talking about where it was a female donkey. So now, if there's milk produced from the female donkey, that now also belongs in the sphere of Hegdish, and Mi'ilah does apply.